Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael. My name is Nadine. Yeah. I'm with the company Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Awesome. I won't keep you long. I know you're working, but I was hoping to do a follow-up call that you had with one of my representatives. It was in regards to first page placement on Google, but I didn't see in the notes as to what might have held you back at that time. So I was hoping maybe you could tell me if, I don't know if you were booked out, if you didn't like the price, if it was a program, or you might have already been working with someone.
How do you get me on Google first page? I mean, how's that happen?
The way it works is with your keywords and search terms. So there has to be an available position there within the local map. However, depending, you know, on your targeted areas or depending on the appetite of the business, we do offer other avenues, right? Specifically talking about the local map, however, we do assist with like Google ads, Facebook ads, websites. It really just depends on what you're needing. We try to find a package that's the most suitable for you. But they don't have to know you by name, Michael. They're going to find you by your services.
Okay. What's the cost on it?
Well, if I look at the notes that John had, it was noted that you were targeting a 25-mile radius, and it was just residential work. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would say would be our platinum package, because that's the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. And it looks like he had you in at a discounted rate of $249 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment was $348, and then every month that you're with us, with no contracts, of course, because it's a month-to-month program, you would then just be paying the $249 a month. That's actually a price that you're, in fact, grandfathered in. So meaning the rate won't go up on you. It always remains at that cost, no matter how long you're with us.
All right. If I do a smaller area, does the price go down or anything like that?
It doesn't, and I'll kind of explain to you probably why John offered you this package, and I would actually recommend it, and I'll tell you why. The local map is basically only going to cover 5 to 10 miles from your zip code because you're based out of Springdale, right, what I'm seeing. So how we target outside of the 5 to 10 miles, because that's what Google says is your local area, is by running Facebook ads or Google ads. Now, Google ads I wouldn't recommend for you, Michael, because, one, they're more expensive, and you're not going to have as good as a conversion rate with those ads, because they run on a rotation. Facebook ads are going to retarget, and that's why they have a higher conversion rate. But the lowest that package is $249. Anything lower than that would be our package below, which is a local only. Again, it's only going to get you within 5 to 10 miles, so it gives you, like, minimal results, and it's a $50 difference monthly. You're looking at $199. So I feel, honestly, like I would be doing you a disservice. I know $50 can kind of go a long ways. I know it does for me at times. But at the same time, I feel like you wouldn't get enough of a return going with that minimal package, if that kind of makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
And if that means that, hey, you need to still wait a while because $249 a monthly isn't within your budget, I would rather that be the case and that you wait than to offer you something that's not going to give you the return that you need.
Okay. So I've got a website and I'm on Google.
I saw that.
How does that play in?
First, we would never tinker with your website. We just always want to make sure that your website is attached where your business is listed. Okay? You got great content on there. As far as your Google business profile, what we would do is you would actually add us on as managers. You continue to hold the ownership of that page. And we would optimize it and manage it on the first page of Google. So we're maintaining you by your keywords and your search terms and doing your content creation on there and posting. That's what's going to help you stay within the top search results on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried using, now I got to remember their name,
I saw a note that I don't know. There was a note that I did see used Town Square.
Yeah,
but that's all I saw
them.
In the note. Uh-huh.
The Town Square, there was a problem. They could not tell me how to get on Google. You know how you do the video and all that?
The video verification? Yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't get it verified and I couldn't figure out why. And they couldn't help me figure it out. The other guy that did my original website that's on there, he's the one that helped me figure it out. And the problem was, I have a big property, so I'm going out to my corner to take a photo of the, a video of my address and a video of, and then walking back to the house. But what was happening is I was losing internet connection.
Oh.
And nobody could figure that out. So I had to go off the internet, do the video, then turn on the internet or the Wi-Fi and upload it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They could figure that out. And I went through hell trying to and paid them a bunch of money, you know. They couldn't
and
figure
they
couldn't it out.
Help you with that?
So I dropped them.
I'm sorry to hear
that.
That
was pretty stupid. Well, that's crazy. It looks like somebody didn't know what the heck they were doing, you know. So
yeah,
even
when our clients have had issues, like, because, you know, everything's going digital now with Google, and even when our clients have had, like, glitches where I can't get, it's not accepting the video. I mean, our team gets on the phone with them, and we even help them with getting a Google rep on the phone because, you know, sometimes some areas are rural areas and there's an issue. So with us being a Google Channel partner, and I'm really shocked that Town Square couldn't even help you with that. Being a Google Channel partner, you have a direct contact with a representative from Google. So if you're paying them for that service, they should have been at least assisting you with getting that taken care of. But I'm glad you got it at least taken care of now, right?
Yeah.
So thank goodness for your web guy.
right.
You know?
Well, you know, like, what was I going to say? You know, the other guy's telling me I got to get all these reviews to get on the front page of Google.
I'm not going to say that doesn't help. However, there's a lot of guys that are on the first page of Google that have no reviews. So reviews are like what I say, Michael, the modern day word of mouth. You know, back in my, and I'm going to probably tell you my age right now, but back when I was younger, my dad, if he needed work done, he called his brother, you know, he called my uncle, right? Or he called one of his best friends, hey, you guys know a plumber or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how it was before. Nowadays, everyone's on their phone, on their iPad, and they're just reading reviews. Like, they don't even know that company, but just by reading reviews, it opens up a whole new door. We encourage you to get reviews, Michael, because it's the modern day word of mouth. Okay? People are going to be more inclined to selecting you because they're reading reviews from previous clients who have used your services, talking about the quality work that you do, right? So we encourage it. But I know sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get someone to leave you a review. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I get that.
I'm interested. So how do you manage Facebook? I had a Facebook page. I think I still do.
Let me take
Would
a look and see if I can pull that up. So no, we wouldn't create you
like
a new,
that.
Yeah, we wouldn't create you a new Facebook page. What we would do is you would add us on as managers, again, you would still hold the ownership to that page. We're not going to do your posting, but what we are going to do is your Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads, how they work is if someone goes on Google, let's say they're, you know, looking for a landscape design or any of your services, okay? They need a concrete driveway pour. But they don't call you, okay? Once they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear. It's going to pop up on their feed. It's called retargeting. That ad, we can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, the furthest that those ads are going to target is 50 miles. That'll be the tops, that the max it'll target. But with you targeting still like a 25-mile radius, that's still a good coverage. But when they click on your ad, they can either call you directly, or if you want it set up where they go straight to your website, we can do that too. Totally up to you. It can either be a click to call or click to your website. You're not going to incur additional click fees. Okay? It's still going to be a flat rate that you're paying. Okay?
So you manage all this stuff and you pay Facebook or whatever, right?
Yeah. We allocate what we do, just to kind of give you the breakdown. From that $249, we're going to allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we are managing. And this is why I say, Michael, you're not going to incur the additional click fees, right? Because we incur that charge. Now, of course, that's not to say, you know, maybe let's say later on down the road, you're like, you know, I think I want to allocate more. You can always do that. You're just paying the difference. Okay. We prefer to start you off with a package like this because we would rather you get a feel of the program before you start wanting to invest or allocate more money to those ads. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, do you need to kind of look at my stuff? What do we need to do?
How we get it set up. You and I are just like verifying information. We go over billing. I read you a voice verification, which is for your protection. It just kind of outlines our service agreement. Now, we then go over notes. I set up a client interview for you based off of your availability and ours. I prefer to do it, if not the same day, by no later than the following day. But typically what we ask for is for you to stick it out 2 months, okay? What we call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. I would just ask from you, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. And we part as friends. We don't hold you hostage.
Okay.
We would rather earn your business month in and month out. And that's how the whole process goes. The client interview, I'll tell you, Michael, is what's going to take the longest because that's where the real magic is going to happen. Not so much with me because the technician is going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas that we're targeting, your Facebook ads, and I block out an hour for you, but it typically takes about 30 to 40 minutes for the client interview. So that way they can go all of that and go over all of that information more in detail. Okay?
All right. Where are you guys based out of?
We're in California. We're actually in Southern California. If you've ever been to Disneyland, I'll say we're about 20 minutes away. I don't recommend Disneyland. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm more of a Knott's Berry Farm girl because I kind of like the Western theme. Disneyland to me is way too expensive for what it is. I mean, I don't know. If you're from a whole other state and you want that experience, great. But I've been born and raised here, and it's not, trust me, I've been there one time in my whole life, and I've been here 52 years of my life. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the grandkids love it, but I'm good.
What do you say your success rate is with something like this?
Well, I can tell you,
have any
this.
Idea?
Yeah, I mean, usually with based off of like depending again, like on what you know programs people select, I find people being more successful with the Facebook advertising and the Google together hand in hand because those two work well. I don't. You know, local only packages, like that very low package, that package is if someone's just like, listen, I just want to get verified on Google. I don't even care about first page or anything like that. I don't need more business. That's something for someone who just wants their name out there. You know, they don't care their placement. But more success, I feel, is more beneficial when you're doing the Facebook advertising as opposed to Google ads. And don't get me wrong, like, Google ads work great, but that would be offered, like, if you were literally, let's say, you told me I'm targeting a 70-mile radius, and I got to be within those 70 miles, then I would have to offer you that package. But our average client satisfaction rate, I will say, is a 4.9 out of 5. I mean, we've been in business now going on 20 years, so we've been doing it quite some time. And on Google, we're 4.2. So, you know, our clients have been pretty successful. But I'll tell you this, and I feel it's the beauty of the program, okay, Michael, is you're not just taking our word for it that it's working because you're going to be able to also track your success with us and see how many times you're coming up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search. So you're going to be able to track all of that and not just taking our word for it. And I think that's the most important, you know. Now, as far as like how this would all work, right? So let's say what we would be doing is this. From the timeline, okay, I'm going to share that with you. So beginning from when you have your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. Okay? Now, within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live. What we always state, Michael, in our terms and conditions, and this is what's in writing that we send to you. The first page placement, we're always going to say that that's going to take place within 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Now, I will say this. I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, and that could possibly be the case for you because you already have the Google Business Profile. It's not like we're getting you verified and creating the profile. You already have it. Yeah. What you're doing is adding us on as managers, right? So it could possibly happen sooner for you, okay? But I'd like to say is this. The first month, a lot of it is going to be the programming, and that is not to say that you might not get some calls, because you might. You're going to feel the strength of the program is going to be in that second month, and I'd like to be very transparent with you on that. So that's what I always say.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, I've done so many things. Like, I've had people call me, like, back a year ago and tell me, oh, we can do all this, $1,200, you know, and you give them $1,200, we're going to get it on every search engine, and then they didn't do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But what about search engines and all that?
Well, that's what we do. It's called search engine optimization. So the main, what we consider our top is Google, Facebook, Bing, Yelp, okay, and Apple Maps. That's part of our directory submission, what we consider the top five. Now, of course, if you already have a Yelp page, obviously we're not going to create you a new one, right? But if we're updating the information, we do want to update it across the board. Now, as far as like Facebook, you already have a Facebook page. What we're doing is managing your Facebook ads. Okay, we're not going to create you a new one because it's not necessary. And I'll tell you, Michael, I have found that there's businesses that have like 2 Google Business Profiles or they got 2 Facebook pages. And it's because every time that they've signed up with a company, if that company would just manage what they currently have, they would avoid having to create all these duplicates. When you have duplicate pages like that, it hurts your business more than help you.
Right.
So we're not going to create you new profiles. We're just optimizing, which is management of it, and maintaining you there, right? Maintaining because it's not just like, oh, okay, well, you're up there now. We'll talk to you in a month or whenever. We have to constantly manage those profiles, making sure we're using the right keywords, making sure you're coming up in the search results, and it's all part of the services. And I know a lot of businesses, and I don't disagree with you. A lot of people, like, it's like, hey, yeah, we're going to do all this and that, and then they do diddly, right? So it's important for us to make sure that you have your customized tracking and reporting system, and it's going to track how many impressions, how many times it clicked on your ad, how many phone calls you received, and that's the most important, you know what I mean? It's, again, not just us telling you, oh, it's working, because I could tell you that, but if I'm not showing you the results, I mean, what does that even mean? You know, you're just going to take my word for it.
Yeah. Let me say something before I forget it. I got on Yelp and I started paying them like $300 a month.
For the Yelp ad?
To do Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? I started getting bills for $400 and $500.
Yep. Because you're paying per click.
So I told them to cancel it. And then, for some reason they didn't cancel it. And they called me wanting like, $1,000, $1,200 is something ridiculous, and I'd already told them to cancel it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wasn't getting any calls from Yelp. Zero. Zero.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a problem,
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately about the Yelp. You know, a gentleman that I spoke to a couple weeks back, same thing, you know, he was told he'd be paying $300, but he ended up paying, I think it was like $500 to $600, and he was like, I don't understand what was going on. So what was happening is that when they would click on it, he was being charged for every single one. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if he gets any calls, that's what the strange thing is, you know?
Oh, man.
Like somebody's over there clicking on you.
Oh, wow. That's like terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh.
I know.
And then it's like, especially when you're like, wait a minute.
I'm skeptical about all this
I don't blame you. I do not blame you at all. I mean, honestly, I would feel the same way. I sympathize with you, Michael, because you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I will tell you this, and how you'll know is because we send you everything in writing, what your monthly is going to be. I also will, in fact, read it to you in the voice verification, what your billing date is, what the amount will be. You'll even see it on your receipt. It's going to show you what the monthly is thereafter because we give you the breakdown. So we cover all bases so that you know that price. I will tell you this, even if you were with us 6 months or 6 years, that $249 will never change for as long as you're with us because you're grandfathered into that price. So it's not going to change on you. The only time it would change, Michael, is if you upgraded and you wanted more money allocated to your Facebook ads, so you'd be paying the difference, or if you upgraded to Google ads, then that's when it would change. But if you're keeping everything the same, it's not going to change on you. There wouldn't even be taxes. I had one guy tell me, okay, well, how much is it with the taxes? God bless you. And I was like, nope, no taxes. He's like, oh, okay, because he thought, okay, was it this amount plus tax? I'm like, no taxes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Let me write something down. Five.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, I'm interested. I just want to, you know, so in about 3 months, which is like, August, September, October, I should start seeing pretty good results, I would say, right?
Yeah. I would say to be safe, yes. When does your season typically end?
Well, it starts getting slower in October, November.
Mm-hmm.
I do holiday lights, but I don't know how much I'm going to be doing this year.
Okay.
But there's people want landscaping, you know, like in October, November also.
Mm-hmm.
December's a little slow. January's, like, terrible.
Like dead in the water, right?
Yeah.
So let me tell you, and I'm glad that we're talking about that. So we're very aware that, you know, some businesses like yourself, the season changes. And you get to a point where you're not really doing any work because of the season, right? So you mentioned about the holiday lights, and you don't know how much you're going to do on that. So you know you can change your keywords, right? So if you wanted to also promote for the holiday lights, we can do that. It's not going to cost you more money, okay? We would just change your keywords. What you can also do, too, is once your season hits, we can put it on a seasonal hold. What that means is we're not optimizing you on the first page, right? We're not running your Facebook ads. Your content's not going to disappear, okay? We're just not optimizing. We're not running the Facebook ads. So you're kind of like on a pause. You're not paying for it, but you're not losing your position. Many businesses like yourself, because it's snowing where they're at, you know, like guys in Utah, guys, you know, that are in, you know, and I'm talking like Connecticut and stuff like that, there's ice. They're not doing a design on someone's yard, obviously, at that time. So some of them tend to put it on a seasonal hold for like 3 or 4 months, right? So they're not losing the position, but they're also not paying for it either. You see what I'm saying? But it's not like your content is hidden or disappears. We're just not optimizing it so that it's staying on the first page, which is still beneficial for you anyways, because, I mean, why are you going to pay for a service if you're not going to be even working at that time? That doesn't make any sense, you know? So those are options for you, too, as well. I know it seems like
I'm
winter starts later and later, you know, as each year goes by. I'm like, wow. So do you want to give this a shot, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I think so. I'd just like to, hopefully, that'd be great if I could get on the page of Google. That'd be
right. And like I said, super trend. Yeah, I'm here. Your phone kind of cut out a little bit, but I heard you. So yeah, let's go ahead and let's start getting this set up for you. Michael, what's the best email for you?
MST3EEENB@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay.
Yep.
What you're going to be receiving from me, there's going to be two emails that are going to be coming through. Okay. So now the first one, what it's going to say is Google and Facebook marketing. And all it does is it outlines what I mentioned to you that's included in that package, what the pricing is, and that it's month to month for the platinum one at $249 a month with just that one time $99 setup fee. Okay. And then you're also going to receive this second email, and it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. Now, this is going to give you just an overview of our reporting system so that you're familiar with how the reports will look. Okay. So let me get that one sent over to you. Now, Michael, on this phone that we're speaking on, do you also get text messages to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. What I'm going to also do is send you a text message, and it's going to have our client support number. Now, anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or you have a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. In fact, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 9 to 6. Now, I'm going to also ask you to please save this 877 number in your contacts under local splash.
Okay. Can I go in? I'm going to go in my office. Just hold on. Let me get in my office real quick.
Absolutely. Take your time. I'll hold. No worries.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Just a second. I got to turn the car off.
It's okay. Take your time.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. All right, so did that text come through to you?
I haven't even looked yet. Hold on.
Okay, no worries.
Local splash, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. And then, Michael, for the accountant here with us, what's your last name?
Steenbergen.
Let me see if I spelled it right. S-T-E-E-N, B as in boy, E-R-G-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that was good. I got on the first shot. Okay. Now, the phone number that I see listed for the business, and this is where I'm going to start verifying information with you, I show it as 479-799-9572. That's the best number for us
right.
to contact you on as well, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then I also see the company name reading as Vista Landscape Management, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Right. And did you verify the business in Springdale at the 72764?
What do you mean?
The business.
I don't know what you're
like when
about.
You verify the business, typically when you verify the business, you give them like an address, right?
Yeah.
On Google. Was it at the 72764 zip code?
Yeah.
Okay. I just like to verify because I just want to make sure if for any reason they need that, they already know. Okay. All right. Now we're going to go to the billing part. Michael, the card that you're using, is that in your name, the business name, or in both?
Yes. Yeah. Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Michael Steinbergen, or is it?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm really busy right now. Hold on.
I know. No worries.
And I'm behind. I was sick all weekend, so I'm way behind.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible.
All right. Michael Steinbergen.
Okay. Does it have the middle initial or no?
No, not on this one.
Okay. And the company name, how does it read on there?
Vista Landscape Management.
Okay. And the billing address for that card?
It's 3160 Old Wire Road, Springdale, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. And I show 72764. Okay. Visa, MasterCard,
yeah.
American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. Hold on.
No worries.
All right. 4194, 5642, 2466, 0392.
Expiration month and year?
Hold on. 0426. 787.
787. I want to put a security question on your... Yes, that's what I put down, 787. I also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Just mother's maiden name, fine.
And what was her maiden name?
Word.
W-O-R-D?
Yep, W-O-R-D.
Okay. Now, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. It's 90 seconds. It's going to outline the service agreement. When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me and say, Nadine, what does it mean? So I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Vista Landscape Management.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael L. Steinbergen, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive?
Yeah, I had that happen with
Did you?
They act like they were, like they were Town Square.
Yeah, this is why, and I'll explain that this is why we put the security question on, okay? Let's say someone called you and they're claiming that they're local splash. You always ask, get into the habit, what's my security question? Because if it's us calling, we have to give you the security question, right? If someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay? So all we ask from you is that when we call you with an update, right, we know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just always pick up the call. We just ask, please respond within 24 business hours. So do you agree to respond to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess so. If I got somebody else I'm doing something with, I got to tell you guys.
What we're asking is this. We're not telling you you can't do it. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a heads up.
I forget to do that.
Okay. Well, I know sometimes you might forget. Well, I mean, I get it if you forget. But what we're saying is this, right? If you're going to do any other marketing, just run it by us and say, hey, I'm doing XYZ. We're going to make sure, okay, yeah, you're good because that's not included. It's not going to interfere with what we're doing. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what it boils down to. Okay. So just give us a heads up. That's all we're asking. Okay.
Yep, I'll try and do that.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 29th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Michael, is that your second payment will be charged on August 29th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I told you to save. That was in the text message, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating the package. I'm processing the payment. I probably only need about 4 or 5 minutes of your time and then we'll be set. Okay? Now, you might have gotten a text. Okay? Because it came up suspected fraud. And that could be sometimes like if your bank doesn't recognize a charge, they'll send you a text to make sure that you were charging that. So you might want to look at your phone.
All right.
In the meantime, how does your schedule look for today? Because I know you mentioned you're pretty busy. So I want to schedule your client interview.
How long does this thing take? Because, man, this is the hard part. I don't have any time. I mean,
what about tomorrow?
And I'm so far behind. I was.
What about tomorrow? Yeah, I can schedule your client interview tomorrow. What time do you prefer? I can get you in as early as 9 o'clock in the morning your time, as late as 5 o'clock in the evening your time.
Good at 9 in the morning.
Nine in the morning. Okay. So I'm going to set up your client interview for tomorrow. They're going to call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. Did a text come through to you from the bank for your card?
Yes.
Because I don't want to charge the card until you answer the question that they're asking.
All right. Let me see. Okay.
Okay. I won't charge it yet until I'll wait another 5 minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to go over your notes. So for your client interview, under your services, residential only, we said, correct?
Yep.
And then do you want me to go based off of what I see on your website? Because your website had a lot, like as far as your services. I saw irrigation, landscaping, drain pipe installs, pavers, hardscaping. Do you want me to go based off of those? Outdoor kitchens, landscape lighting. Do you want me to list all those services?
Okay. I can do commercial also. I just can't do big commercial. I have a residential
home improvement
contractor. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't I put the commercial too, and you can just, you know what? If it's the perfect size for you, great. And if it's not, you don't have to accept it. It's not going to cost you more. So I'll put residential and commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as like the areas that we're targeting, do you only want to keep it at the 25 miles, Michael, or do you want to do a little bit further?
It's way too far. I mean, that's a long way.
25 is perfect. Okay. And then, let's see, what else do I need from here? Hours of operation, I saw on your Google Business profile, it said 7 to 5:30, and that was Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then when we can...
6 o'clock?
Okay, so we'll change it 7 to 6. And then when we communicate with you, Michael, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone and text? Like, what do you prefer?
I get a million emails, and I'll erase them accidentally.
Okay, so phone and text is good for you?
Yep.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit cards?
Zelle. I do Zelle. I've got pay on my app that I do my estimates. It's Simple Invoice. They do PayPal, and they can
go on
there and pay with their credit card.
Oh, that's good. So it's like integrated. Okay. You like cash? I think all of us like cash. Cash is good. Okay.
Cash,
all right. Beautiful. Okay. Now, I think those are all the notes, and you have your Facebook page. Are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
No. The whole thing, the whole shebang.
Good for you. And then, okay, and I think I have all of that. Now, tomorrow, we're going to call you between 9 and 10 o'clock your time, but we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, okay, and let's just say you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you guys call me back? We'll call you right back. I just want to make sure that you don't miss this appointment, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving, okay? Now, I tried the card, but it came back again, suspected fraud. So I don't know if maybe I put a number down wrong, but I'm just going to read it back to you. 4194. Okay. Yeah, this is just the last part, and then we'll be all done. So 4194-5642-2466-0392.
Right.
And I put April of 26.
Okay. Right.
And then the CVV code is 787.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just kind of the unified financial credit union.
Okay. Well, credit unions just want to be safe. I have a credit union too.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to try it, but if it comes back, I don't want to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came back again, suspected fraud. I don't want to try it again. You'll probably have to get on the phone with your bank. Because you marked the yes, right, that you recognize the charge?
Yes. Dadgummit. More to do.
I know. I'm sorry. I just don't want to keep charging it, and you know what I mean? It just looks fishy when you do that. You know?
But I need to get busy. how much more we got to
I get. Know. Well, this is the only thing. I just have to process the billing, but I can't keep charging the card if your bank's putting suspected fraud.
Well, you call back 5 or 10 minutes. Let me call them.
I can. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I'll call you back in like, I'll give you 15 minutes. Okay?
All right. Take
okay.
Care. Bye.
You're, bye-bye.